Welcome, Jane Seymour. It's such an honor to have you on my program once again.
Thank you.
All right. You have a brand new book, which is called Open Hearts Family. And I have your other book in my hand, Open Hearts. But now this book is Open Hearts Family. It's a small book with beautiful artwork, and I assume it's all your artwork.
On this occasion, it isn't entirely my artwork. It's mostly my artwork. But there are a couple of very beautiful portrait sketches that were done of my mother and her best friend in a concentration camp in World War II. There's a photograph that was done by my son, Sean Flynn, and there's a beautiful pastel of a child with her doll that was done by a friend of mine, Sherry Engel.
Yeah, beautiful.
But otherwise, everything else. Oh, and there's a couple of cartoon things done by my nephew, Charlie.
So this is really a family affair.
Yes, you know, very much so. It's just such a lovely book to do. And,
it is.
And we need, I think there's 78 images in there. It's quite a lot of images.
Yes, I have it in my hand. Why did you decide to, you wrote Open Hearts. Why did you decide to write Open Hearts Family?
I felt that when you open your hearts to someone, that you connect with someone on a very profound and special way, and that in life you connect with people who become more than friends. You really join a kind of a sisterhood or a brotherhood. You know, there are people that impact your lives that are connected to you forever. And so I felt that when you open your heart and you connect, that these people are as much your family, and in some cases more like your family and closer to you than your own actual biological family. So
yes.
The book was a celebration of the biological family, the family connection, but also the family that you collect in life as you open your heart. And, of course, I have a chapter, too, about our furry friends.
Yes,
because,
I saw that.
For so many people, animals are the closest companion that they've ever had. So, you know, I felt that they needed their own chapter.
Yes, and the picture of your mother, Mika, and her friend are very compelling. I mean, they're beautiful pictures and very compelling. The pictures speak as much as the words speak in this book.
I think so. I was very excited with a lot of the images that are in there. And I also got some wonderful stories. You know, I told various fans that I was doing this book, and I receive, anyway, amazing stories and letters all the time. Wherever I go, people come up to me and tell me how the philosophy of opening your heart has impacted their lives in such a positive way and helped them get through really tough, challenging times, which, let's face it, we all have. I mean, nobody gets by without serious challenge in their lives. And I felt that these stories were worth sharing, and so some of the stories that are in the book were contributed by people through the internet and from fans. Some are from my friends, people that I know, but the stories were chosen because they specifically spoke to what we were talking about in the chapter, and I think they're inspirational. And of course, what we had to do is I had to edit them way, way, way down because, as you can see, it's a small book.
It is small, and it's a beautiful coffee table book. Now, your symbol of the open heart, which, by the way, I have that ring and I wear it proudly, that symbol is there, and you designed that ring. So you're a Renaissance woman in the true sense of the word, Jane, an actress and a painter and a jewelry designer and an author. And the list goes on.
Well, thank you. You know, I don't think things happen, you know, by accident. And you know, one day this concept, this image of two hearts that connected came to me on the back of a napkin. And I looked at it and I went, I love that. And then I started doing paintings from it. And then eventually I made a single necklace that I wore when my mom was dying and I knew I wasn't going to see her again. So this was my way of connecting with my mother and her wisdom. I never imagined it was going to be a major jewelry line, but of course it made a beautiful necklace, and then I was so thrilled when the people from K Jewelers saw it and asked me about it, and of course I then designed tons and tons of different concepts and ideas, and my ideas never stop. I mean, I've got, you know, there's the beautiful family collection now. We've got beautiful pieces, Open Hearts Family, and the regular open heart with the little tiny one inside, which is like the baby or the child. And
yes.
The whole thing has become just so so exciting and so amazing. But the most exciting thing for me is that people have really responded to this as a philosophy, as a way of finding a way of coping with life and of celebrating life. And now with the foundation, we're just so thrilled because we're able to highlight people that have taken challenge and turned it into an opportunity to help others.
Tell us about the foundation.
Well, the foundation, I didn't want to just, you know, stick to one specific ailment or issue. I wanted to recognize the people that have taken challenge in their lives and turned it around to benefit countless others. Because, you know, that they may do it in a big scale or they may do it in a small scale. But the fact is that that's what we all try to do ourselves in life. And it's inspiring. And then, so we, you know, the first year we did it, we honored Robin Roberts, for example, for being so open about having her cancer. And, you know, she really kind of took the lid off of that. You know, a lot of people would hide and be frightened and not want to share and not want to talk about it and keep it to themselves. And here she was just making it, you know, accessible and acceptable to go through the emotions and the things that she went through. And then this last event we had, Glenn Campbell, of course, who came out with his family to say that he would publicly be visible, highly visible, and do a final concert series all over the world for his fans with Alzheimer's. No one's ever done anything like that. And so that's pretty
so
extraordinary. And and then through that, of course, you know, we're now very involved with a number of Alzheimer's associations. So, and making my husband's making a film about Glenn Campbell and this tour. So, you know, that's the example of you know, the kind of people. And then, of course, you know, we also have, like, you know, the, Christina Taylor Greene, who was so tragically killed in Arizona when Congressman Gifford was shot. And, you know, what remarkable parents, you know, to lose a child and to be able to somehow process it in such a way that they're able to move forward and do what they believe their child would have wanted to do with the rest of their life.
So your work really, Jane, is all about hope and possibility. I mean, in all forms.
And it's about healing, too.
Yeah, healing. Now, in this Open Hearts book, I have to bring this up because this is one of my favorites. You talk about, as part of the family, the online community. And then you talk about the family-oriented values that were espoused by your television series, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, which was my favorite series on television. And now it's back, so I'm watching it again. I'm very excited about that. Yes, it's back on Inspire Television, you probably know, and that's very exciting. But that was, and that's actually how I connected with you through the fan page of Dr. Quinn many years ago, I think 7 or 8 years ago, and made friends through that. So this really is a real healing online community through that program, but it's continued.
It's I'm very excited by it, and you know, people like Marianne are just are extraordinary.
And Marianne Marino.
Oh, there, Marianne Marino. Yeah, she's fantastic and a great writer herself. I mean, my gosh. And I think, you know, it makes me proud when I think that you know, something that could just be dismissed as being a piece of television, you know, that had its moment and then ended, is something that's in 98 countries, it's all over the world. It speaks to the human condition, regardless of you know, culture, religion, nationality, you know, or any of that stuff. And I think that is what we need in the world now. I think we need to come from a place of understanding and accepting that, you know, people are different, people come from different cultures, people have different ways of trying to do the same thing, which is to be honorable and loving and care for people that need help.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with the acclaimed actress and Renaissance woman, Jane Seymour. She's an author. She's a painter, a jewelry designer, and many other things. And I'm very excited to have her on again on this program. We're going to continue right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Patricia Raskin for Patricia Raskin Positive Living. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Okay. Hi, everyone. We are back. And as you know, we have a specially pre-recorded program for you today. I'm so honored to have on the program Jane Seymour, who's a multiple Emmy and Golden Globe winner. She's the recipient of the Officer of the British Empire, which bestowed upon her by Queen Elizabeth. Jane has proven her talents in virtually all areas, from the Broadway stage to motion pictures to television, Her love of art and color has led her to great success as a painter, fashion designer, jewelry designer, and also an author. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you.
Okay, I do want to mention someone local here who you know, who has done so much. Her name is Susan Rizzo-Vincent. She's a dear friend of mine, and her book is Drea's Dream, An Unfinished Dance, Lessons of Hope, Loss, Love, Loss, Hope, and Healing. And you wrote the foreword for her book.
Absolutely. She's such an inspiration. I mean, her story, the book is just fantastic, but her story of what she did, you know, to continue her daughter's legacy,
yes,
is phenomenal. And now I think it's 12 hospitals that have her program where they bring dance into chemo wards.
Yes, and Susan's daughter was a dancer, and she was tragically killed. And
yes.
Susan
and she had been in hospitals as a child with cancer for many, many years, and so her dream was to bring dance to kids in hospitals. Yeah. And tragically, she was killed in a car accident, not through her cancer.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and Susan really is a wonderful inspiration. Yes. So we wanted to bring a little bit of Rhode Island right here with Jane. Jane, let's talk about some of the new things coming up for you in terms of a new movie, American Girl, which is a popular children's series. Talk about that.
American Girl is based on those beautiful dolls. And so the one I'm doing, I can't really tell you too much about it, except that I think it's a beautiful script. And I believe it's coming out in July. The doll comes out before that.
Mm.
It was a lovely role, and I play, you know, the inspiration behind this young girl. So it's really a lovely movie. I just filmed it in Winnipeg and Santa Fe.
Oh, wow.
Crazy places. So I'm pretty excited about that. And
there's another movie, Elixir, coming out in spring.
Yes, that's now been renamed Lovestruck.
Okay.
So, forget Elixir, it's called Lovestruck.
Okay.
That is a really fun story where I play the mother of a girl, my daughter, who I have trained to become a star dancer. And I was a dancer and a choreographer, but I injured myself when I was younger. And now I've become this very, very mean, you know, tough choreographer, and I really want my daughter to follow the dream that I was unable to follow. And my daughter, just before the big night, announces to me that she's going to run off to Italy and marry a prince.
Oh, what a story.
And so it's a musical.
Oh.
Musical comedy. I dance in it. And we have everybody singing in it.
How wonderful.
And it's got a major twist, which is that I injure myself and I take an elixir. I take some old medicine they found in an old chest when I've hurt my knee. And magically, it turns me into me at the age of 20-something.
Oh, isn't that something?
At which point, of course, I don't play myself anymore. That's Chelsea Kane. So Chelsea and I take it in turns to play the same character. And Sarah Paxton plays my daughter. And Drew Seeley is fabulous, and he plays...
And Jane, weren't your aspirations to be a dancer in real life as a child?
Oh, absolutely. I trained to be a dancer in ballet, but I injured myself when I was about 16 or 17 and really never danced again until Dancing with the Stars.
And you were fantastic in that.
But
that was another thing. That
yeah,
was,
but you know, when you've loved dance and you're a young girl, you know, that never leaves you. The little girl inside of me is still, you know, I want to dance. So, you know, any excuse, I will dance. That's the problem, you know. Am I embarrassing when I dance? Probably. But I love to dance. That's just a huge part of who I am. And so playing a choreographer and doing this dance number was so much fun. And I had to do the splits. I had to be carried in the air. I'm wearing a blonde wig and brown contact lenses, and I'm barely recognizable. But it was fun.
Exciting. You know, I want to go back to this whole concept of overcoming challenges and hopes. You wrote a whole book on that, Remarkable Changes, which I interviewed you about several years ago. But, you know, you write openly about this. Your mother, Mika, who you were so close to, was a concentration camp survivor. Now, that could have gone two ways. You know, it could have been that she was angry and bitter. And, of course, it wasn't that way for her at all. What is it she taught you about overcoming challenges? Because, you know, you're so positive and you've done so much.
You know what? I try every day to be positive. You know, and life, as we know, is constantly, you know, full of challenge and change. And you know, I think everyone tries to do the best they can. But I think what my mom, she had some golden pieces of advice that I try to remind myself of. And she said, first of all, that if you can't love yourself, you can't love anyone else.
Mm.
And that, I think, is one of the hardest things to do. And she also said that when you're challenged in life, that you have to accept what's happened, be in the present moment, and in some way reach out to help someone else, because that'll take you out of your own, you know, your own why me place. And so,
and what have you passed
that's
on?
That's what
to
she did, very much,
and
very
what
much
so. What have you passed on to your children? What are you? And because you have wonderful children who have all done so well, which I'd love to hear about. But what have you passed on to them?
Well, I think there's, you know, definitely my kids. There's this great sense of morality, of caring about other people. Family is huge in my family. I mean, we're a very big extended family, and we genuinely, you know, love and care for one another and share ups and downs with one another. And I think, you know, each one of my kids realizes that they, all I care is that they become their own best. So whatever it is that they love, that is their passion, that's what they're following. And, you know, and if they can manage to earn a living doing it, that's all the better.
Well, and there was a recent movie that you did with your husband and your daughter.
Oh, yes, that was a while back. Blind Dating.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it was fun. My daughter was in that one. Katie Flynn is her name. Although now she's called Katie Simon because she's married and she's pregnant. She's going to have a baby at the end of February.
Ah, how exciting. And you'll be a grandmother.
For the third time, because my two stepchildren have had boys in the last year.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
That will be the third, but the first genetic. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, and Joe Lando from Dr. Quinn was in that movie with you and your husband and your daughter, Katie Flynn. In that, remember the movie I'm thinking about? Wasn't Joe Lando in a movie with you recently and your husband?
Oh, no,
James
had nothing to do with that movie.
Oh, there was a different one then when he was
in
it.
No, that movie was great. Dear Prudence.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Or at home with Prudence, I think it was called. Now, that was written for Joe, me, and Katie, and it was lovely. It was great fun.
Yes, yes, I remember. I do remember a recent movie with you and your husband in it together. So
I've got another thing coming up pretty soon, Ben and Kate. You know the TV show Ben and Kate?
No, tell us about that.
Oh, it's a fun show. I think it's on Fox, and I'm going to be on January the 8th. It's a cameo. I'm playing a character in the show. It's called BJ. I'm playing her mother. So, you know, that's my comedic side.
Okay. And also Carnegie Hall. Now, this interview will already be aired after your performance, but you are doing a wonderful performance at Carnegie Hall.
Yes, we're doing a one-off show called The Christmas Rose, and it's musical. It's got dance and music and singing and an orchestra and a choir and a lot of comedians and Broadway people, and I'm the narrator. And it's a really a wonderful, fun, children, family-inspired, original show that will only be shown that one night.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? All right. All right, now I just want to go back to Open Hearts Family and let people know how they can get Open Hearts Family. It's a beautiful book. It could be a great holiday gift.
Absolutely, and they can, of course, order it through bookstores or Amazon or wherever. On my website, if they want them personally dedicated or signed, they just need to go to janeseymour.com under art, the section of art or books, and I do facilitate that.
Yeah, which is wonderful. One more thing. You are doing something called Austenland on BBC.
No, it's not the BBC, actually. It's a feature movie. It was produced by Stephanie Meyer of Twilight fame and directed by Jerusha Hess, who did Napoleon Dynamite with her husband. And it's a wonderful movie. I can't wait to see it. It's a comedy. I shot it last summer, but I've no idea when it's coming out.
Oh, wonderful. Closing thoughts, Jane, for people going through hard times now, the holiday season, what are your words of hope and inspiration?
I think it's incredibly hard. I think the holidays bring up, they bring up all the memories, they bring up a lot of emotions. But I think if we celebrate what the holiday is, with people that we can connect with our open heart family, our actual family, with or with people that we don't know so well, but we choose to share that time with, I think that's the way to handle the holidays, to see what you can do to give back. And I mean, Thanksgiving is about giving thanks, and Christmas is, and Hanukkah and all of those holidays, that's also about celebrating the spiritual side of our lives and our connection, not just spiritually, but to other people around us in community.
Thank you so much for being on the program, Jane.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I really enjoy interviewing you, and there's so much. People can get a lot from going to your new website, correct? JaneSeymour.com.
JaneSeymour.com. You can see everything there, the art shows. I'm going to be in Miami soon doing Red Dot. Mm. I'm doing book signings all over the country. I'll be on TV a lot about the Open Hearts book coming up soon. So, the website does tell everybody everything in all the different categories. And, of course, I'm designing furniture and home furnishings and permanent botanicals and lamps. So if people are remotely interested in that, they can see all of those design elements.
So you're as busy as you've ever been.
It's a little crazy. Yeah. I agree. You know, and you can also see what my kids are doing. You can scroll down and see Sean Flynn's photography, Johnny Keach, his band, my daughter's writing and comedy called Quitters.
Right.
And, you know, we're always trying to update it.
Thanks so much, Jane.
You're
welcome. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.